Well, praise the Lord. Isn't it a wonderful day to be in the presence of the Lord? Amen. Praise God. I so sense the presence of the Lord here. Yeah, you can turn it on, Joe. Thank you, brother. I so sense the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Oh, was that for you? Praise the Lord. Yeah. Oh, we can put all of our trust in you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Again, he has reminded us that he's with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Oh, praise the Lord. Let me do this, Jim, before I dismiss the kids. I want to do something. Praise the Lord. Dawn, if you would you join me here? Here, I'll join you. How about that? Let me just come down. Let me tell y'all who Don Hilke is. Don, we've known him for a little while, but I want him to share something. Don called Sherry and I some time back and said, you know, do y'all mind if I come to your church? Because I need something. I'm looking for something. I need something in me. Don, share your testimony with us.
Well, first of all, let me just say that I don't know. I think I know what the vehicle was, but someone brought me to three wonderful people in my life, and that is you, Sherry, and Alex. And I'm still trying to process how that happened and why, but I cannot tell you how thankful I am to come across you guys. You guys are like a second family to me. I love you, and you don't know how much you have helped me.
Praise God.
And you as well, Alex. It's been so impactful for me, but counseling with John, counseling with Sherry, getting to know myself. I'm Catholic. My daughter goes to Catholic school in Durham, but having listened to John on his sermons online over the last year, I knew something about him was the most genuine thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Yeah. And
let's move
just
past that mess.
He's
let's
all right. Okay. So, yeah. So. Alex and I had a conversation last week about, you know, what it takes to fully be connected with God and with God, and I have asked God to forgive all of my sins. I got down on my knees at my bed. I've accepted him as my Lord and Savior, and I give myself fully to him, following his will, and even in tribulation, and I'll have my tribulations, I'm going to have joy in my tribulations, and
you can. Yeah.
And I'm just so thankful, yes. And thankful for this group of people here.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Praise God. Love you, brother. Isn't there something? The Lord's still in the saving business. Isn't it wonderful? Praise the Lord. Right in the middle. Oh my goodness, God is saving people. I love that. Ooh, it sets my fields on fire. In case you didn't know. I love people getting saved. Praise the Lord. Catholic all your life. Nothing wrong with Catholics. But praise the Lord. But I wanted to give my heart to Jesus Christ. Yes. Wow. I told Don this morning when he shared that with me, I said, Don, now, he has already said he thought he was going to meet some tribulation, but I'll tell you something else, beloved. And yes, you very well may. But when I tell you, you meet your divine purpose, when I tell you your life lines up with the divinity, with the divine, praise God, anything can happen. Isn't it wonderful? So, Dawn, now that you have aligned yourself with your divine destiny, just know now God's blessings will be on you. God's favor. Now, it don't always come because, you know, some of us are having to deal with all kinds of things. But I know this. It ain't nothing like laying your head on your pillow at night. No, God's got you. Isn't that wonderful? God's got me. God's got me. God's got me. You know, well, let me go ahead and dismiss our kids to kids' church, our middle schoolers to middle school class, and praise the Lord. And so, praise God. I do have a message that is going to follow up with the messages that I've had in the last 3 weeks. You know, I think I have consecutively read to y'all out of 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting with verse 1, trying to get you prepared for what's moving on the church, the temptations that are moving on the church. So if you've been with me for the last 3 weeks, you would have heard 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I talked about difficult times in the last days. I'm not going to read it to you again this morning, but I did talk about the temptation, you know, of falling on the love for money, the temptation that's in the church by loving yourself more than loving God. Why don't I say it this way? Loving your own way more than loving God's ways, God's principles, God's word, God's will. You know, so I just want to, and I felt led by the Holy Spirit to dig into that a little bit more. I won't go back to 2 Timothy. I want to go forward with that, with the guidance and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Praise God, because He is the one, praise the Lord, that is leading us and guiding us. And so Father, we just bow our heads and hearts right now, and Lord, I am praying, my God, that as we look into your word, oh Lord, as we dig into, Lord, this well of riches, your word, I pray that you would open up our hearts, our minds, our ears. Help us to receive, oh, by your spirit, oh Lord, my God, divine impartation into our beings. Oh, Lord, I pray that in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. So praise the Lord. So I'm concerned, I tell you, and it's a godly concern. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's found in the Word of God. And I'm concerned, and so I want to read it to you. And I want to go forward from what I was been talking about in this Timothy, these temptations. So now, when I put my glasses in my pocket, I straighten them out. And my head ain't that fat. So
what's our
budget? All right, can you hear me okay? Praise the Lord. I tell you what, the devil's a liar. He wants to distract, but he's a liar, isn't he? He is a liar. I'm a fumbler, and he's a liar. Yeah, I fumbled, he lied. I want you to see something. You know, a lot of times the disciples was concerned about the last days, and a lot of people today are concerned about the last days, and how does the last days look? And so there's a lot of teaching that Jesus gave us about the last days. But one I want to just stick right here for just a minute. I want to just kind of focus in on one thing he specifically said. And he said a lot. So if you want to do a little study on the last days, you could go to Matthew and you could go to chapter, I believe it's 24, and you could read a lot about the last days. But here's what I felt led by the Holy Spirit to just really dig down into. In chapter 24, in verse 12, and it said, and because of lawlessness, because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. So we know by Scripture, by Jesus' teaching, honestly, obviously, what's going to take place somewhere in history is there's going to be lawlessness that looks like this the right thing, and the church or the children of God is going to be persecuted, and it's going to be unfair. And when all of this unfairness comes, let me just do one right now since we're in the middle of it, okay? Let me just do one for you. You know, when you think that you are protected, and let me just be very specific. We went about a year or so and didn't hardly have just a little bit of exposure to COVID. Now, let me process with you, beloved. If COVID comes to your door and you are infected by it, I want you to understand it. If you begin to feel like God has abandoned you because now you are sick and I don't understand it because I've been rebuking it north, south, east, and west. I rebuke it again this morning in the name of Jesus, north, south, east, and west. I rebuke coronavirus. But there's a worse virus than coronavirus, beloved. And I want to help the church understand. And that's just me growing cold. And I can grow cold because I have unfulfilled expectations. Or more so, I have prayers that's not being answered the way I thought they should be answered. So just don't think that all of a sudden lawlessness is going to walk up on your doorstep and say, I'm lawlessness, and you're going to grow cold. It ain't going to happen like that. You're going to get a little discouraged. You're going to get some setbacks. I just tell you, after a while, you just kind of think, have you ever wondered where God is at now? Where is God? Where is God when I'm in the midst of my depression? Where is God if my body don't work like it used to? Where is God? Where is God with my finances? Where? I just tell you, you're gonna look at others. You can look at others that seem that they're prospering, and they don't even have no thoughts about God whatsoever. And you'll wonder what in the world. And after a while, you'll even begin to second guess your own walk with God, your own relationship with God. I don't understand. But I just want you to understand, in the last days, I tell you, this lawlessness. Now, lawlessness can be many things, but I'll tell you, there's going to be things that go on that you say, I don't understand. We stood against it. I took my flag and I marched down Main Street against it, and I don't know, understand, and it still came. What's the deal? Am I missing something? I tell you, be aware of your confidence in God. Don't let it slip away, beloved. Listen, don't let your confidence slip away. Just you know who you are, don't you? Don't you know who you are? Don't you know who saved you? Praise God, Don. It's a wonderful thing. It's a reality, isn't it? I tell you, it's a reality. You never knew. You didn't even know it would exist until you say, Lord, would you? So this lawlessness, and this slipping away, and you do understand it's the church I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the world. The world ain't going to slip away. They done slipped away. I'm talking about the church. The church. They're going to sit on a pew. And Lord, I'm praying that it's not me and it's not you. Let's just stay centered and stay focused. Let's stay confident. But Brother John, you don't understand. I'm sick most of the time. Stay confident. Stay confident. Stay confident. Stay confident. Stay confident in God. I understand it's just a body. You understand? I know it's your body. But listen, stay confident in God and what He said. You know, what He said. Did you know what He said about His word? Do you know what God, it is printed. Do you know what He said? Jesus told His disciples, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away. Now, that's a wonderful thing. So let me say it another way, okay? Not. I can't say it better than God said it, but let me help you understand this. His word is more powerful than the universe you live in. Isn't that a wonderful thing? His word, all you see, the waves rolling in and the waves roll back again. Who tells the sun where to come up? Who tells the moon where to set? Who tells, this far and no further? Understand this. In all of that divine order, understand this. All that's going to pass away. But His words, beloved, be confident in His words. Get them words in your spirit. I tell you, and yes, if you die, you die on them words. Amen? praise the Lord, because I tell you, there's eternal perspective. If you're going to be a Christian, you're going to have some eternal perspective, okay? Because I tell you, oh, heaven and earth is going to pass away, and my words will never pass away. Let me give you an example. You say, well, Pastor John, you know, we're just going through so much stuff. There's just so much, you know, so much against me. Go down your list. I hear you. I'm with you, okay? I hear you. I understand. But I want to show you something in Scripture. Okay, I want to go over to Romans, and I want you to see an example, okay? I want you to see an example here, because I tell you, beloved, the faith that's in your heart, regardless what you whether you feel like you have little or you have much, or whatever, it don't matter. Listen, can I say this, beloved? Do you really elevate your feelings above the Word of God? Do you? Do you really elevate your opinion above what he said? I just think it's just a truthful question. How I feel. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes because of how we feel, if you're not careful, you will have to block the promises of God because you keep responding instead of responding in faith. You're responding to your feelings. Ah, but they're my feelings. I understand. Every time I say feelings, I want to sing it some feelings. I don't know why it comes. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Stuck in my head. Nothing more but feelings. I don't know the rest of the words, but I'll make some up as I go. Yeah. I do like Caleb. I'll write a song. Praise the Lord. But the promises are realized through faith in God. So, beloved, understand something. The attack on that seed in you that was put there by God, that seed, man couldn't put that seed there. Man can't. I tell you, that seed in you, that faith, you can't please God without it. You can't please God without it. You can try your best to live in a secure spot, but I promise you somewhere in your future, God out of his love is going to move you out of your comfort zone. He is, ain't he? Ain't he going to do it? Yeah, if you live long enough, I promise you, you'll find yourself praying about everything. You think you what? Ain't nothing comfortable no more. I look at my finances, that's not comfortable. I look at my relationships, that's not comfortable. It won't matter. You'll just get out there where you're going to have to say, God, I don't even know what to do. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. You know what? You know how long I think God, I think that was predestined from the beginning of time that God would hear them words out of your mouth. I can't do it. I don't know how. I know it makes us feel weak and vulnerable, and I know it makes you feel like I'm not. Maybe some of you women would say, a woman of faith. I feel like an imposter. A man of faith, man of God, I feel like an imposter. My goodness, I feel like sometimes I take one step forward and I take six steps back. And I never even step. I don't know how I got here. And yet God's got his hand on you. God's training you. He's developing you. He's leading you. He's guiding you. You know what I love? Every one of us has got a journey. Every single one of us has got a spiritual journey. I love that about God. And he is capable. And that's something. He is capable of guiding every single one of us. He's asked you to do something like what he told Abraham. Go out there and count the sands. And count the sand. That's how many children. How about count the stars? Well, we can't. I wonder if he smiled when he said that, because he knows we're not capable of counting sand and stars. Only God can count. He can name them. He not only, praise God, he not only can, God is God. Whew. So let me just read something here to you, beloved. I want to give you an example of faith in God and what it looks like so that you can get, look, come back and get both feet on the ground again, will you? Don't let everything knock you down, okay? So, listen. Okay, let me stop here just a second. Some of you who have already been knocked down, okay, there's a reason behind that too. Okay, so let me just say this. I just want to stop right here and just run a rabbit trail here just a minute. The reason is because I think I'll say this in love to you as a pastor. And listen, and your pastor does this too. Sometimes when I'm too confident in myself, or even what I think my relationship is, do you understand me? Now, if you've never been there, you won't know what I'm talking about. But sometimes it's good for me to have to back up as pastor and rethink and recommit and resubmit to His will in my life. His will in my life. I have to trust God with the journey, and you do too, beloved. I'm no different. I'm only standing 2 foot higher just because of the platform. But I tell you, inwardly, I'm in the same place you're in. We get up every morning, and all of us has the same thing in common. Today, we need God. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how intelligent you are. I don't care how much in control you think you are. But I tell you, God, out of His love and mercy, He brings you back to a deep dependence on Him. You got to depend on me. Well, I've been depending on you, Lord. I've been depending on you all my life. Let's make it a little deeper. It's like me telling my wife, I love you, I love you, I love you. I know you say that every time you run out the door, you love me. But we never spend no time together. Well, good night, woman. I mean, ain't you got some food on the table? I mean, you got a house to live in. I mean, what do you want from me? I always feel inadequate. Does it? And husbands, y'all can go ahead and just learn on my dime. Yeah. Well, if I'm going to work and bring in the bread and butter, ain't that enough? No. Now I feel like you mean I got to work, bring in the bread and butter, and support you emotionally too. I don't know how to do that. I don't even know how to support my own self. Do you understand? But yes, we. So when it comes to the Lord, you can understand something. The deep relationship that He desires is your total dependence. There's nothing left for you to grab a hold of anymore to go back to self-sufficiency of any kind. Whether you want to base it, I love Paul saying these words. Paul, probably one of the smartest men I don't know that ever has been ever born, possibly. I don't know. He said, I forget it all to know Christ. Now, I'm telling you, that's a mouthful. Everything I have learned, I count it as dung. Poop. To know Christ. Wow. No wonder Paul had such great success. No wonder I understand more about most of the New Testament was written by Paul, because Paul had sense enough to know who he had met. Oh, I have met Christ, the King, the Messiah. Praise God. And there ain't nobody can complain. Paul will tell you about his beatings, his stripes, his prison, how hungry, how cold. And you're going to come up and say, well, I didn't get no tires this month. Paul would laugh at you. Tires. You get ready. You ain't seen nothing yet. But I tell you, do you understand? It's funny what moves our world, but it didn't move his, did it? Because he kept forgetting, and he's looking to Jesus, the author, the finisher of his faith. Praise God. Listen, can you trust the Lord enough to let go of what you can't hang on to? Did you understand what I said? Would you trust him enough to take out of your life? Because I tell you, he may do it. Listen. He may do it with your total agreement, or he may ease you out there until you're so sick and tired of having that. You ever puked on something that you thought you loved? You ever got, you know, well, let me give you a little example, because everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm talking about spiritually. But I'll tell you one time when I was a little kid, we had watermelon and strawberries. Ooh, Alex, I felt like a hog in slop. It was hot. The watermelon was cold. Strawberries were just right. Oh, and I was just a little kid, but I ate so many of them. And all of a sudden, something happened. I've had a hard time eating watermelon and strawberries ever since then. You understand? And I like watermelon and strawberries. But let me just tell you, sometimes you're so bound and determined, you won't move from a place. Let me say this, because some of you don't know maybe why you're here. Let me say this. Let me help you with something. Let me tell you my own experience. And I'll quickly move, but I want you get to understand something. I want, when you leave here today with the help of God, I want you to know that you can consistently pour everything you are into Him, into His Word. You don't have to hold back. You don't have to, listen, if God can, let me say this to you again. I know I'm running, oh Lord Jesus, slow me down. When your own reasoning process makes you want to double back and see, is that what He really meant? Let me ask you a question. Any of you, all of you that are saved, when you grieve the Holy Spirit, how quick does it take you to find out? Bam, I shouldn't have said that. As soon as it fell off my lips. Ooh, I wish I could take it back. Jesus. Oh, my God. I can't believe I said it. So, if the Lord is leading you and guiding you, don't keep second-guessing everything. Just take Him literally at His word. Is that what He meant? And if He means something else, do you think He won't tell you? Won't He show it to you? Won't He reveal it to you? But I tell you, just understand something. Settle down in the Word. So, I was trying to run another rabbit trail, and I left that one. The Lord, listen to me, if you stay at a place too long, when God really wanted you to move on and you stay there too long, it won't be long before you become so disgruntled that you'll complain about everything they do. You won't like what the pastor says. You don't like what the church does. You won't like what they stand for. You won't like, I tell you, you should have moved on when the Lord asked you to move on. But God, and I didn't say God done it. God just knows something about you. He knows how you wound. He knows the tapestry of who you are. Do you know He knows the hairs on your head? If God can say, I looked at you. Oh, my goodness, Roger, think of this. I saw you in your mother's womb 400 years ago. Hey, it's not 400. Isn't it beautiful? I knew you. I watched you. I saw you. I know your makeup. I know your personality. Did you know God knows your personality and still saved you anyway? What in the world was that about? You know how I am. Yeah, I know how you are, and He's going to get it out of us. Isn't it wonderful? Praise God. Isn't it wonderful? So, praise the Lord. Well, let me go down this because I just want you to see this, okay? I know you've read it before, but let's read it again because it's worth reading. So in Romans chapter 4, this is where Abraham is justified by faith, and I know, you know, some of you have been studying it, but let me just jump into the scripture right there, verse 13. And it says this, for the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world. Listen to some of the language. Did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law, who are to be the heirs? Faith is null, and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. So we know that the Old Testament helps us learn that we need God. We got so many miserable examples. We got examples of godly men that make great mistakes. Why is that in the Bible? To help you understand what God is wanting to do in you. Oh, praise the Lord. That is why it depends on faith. Beloved, we can have faith. In order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham. That's me, that's you. Let me read on. Who is the father of us all, as it is written, because of faith in God, because of Abraham's faith in God, we're all now children of Abraham. Huh? Because of the faith in God, beloved. Don't fall away. Don't grow cold. Oh, listen to me. Stay steady, Freddie. Stay stable, Mabel, slow it down if you need to. But listen, stay steady, stay confident in his words. It's his words. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will never, ever pass away. Praise God, isn't it wonderful? So I have made you, is what it says, I have made you the father of many nations. Could you imagine Abraham hearing this? In the presence of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Don't you love about the God that you serve? You think he has to bring it the way you think? God can speak and bring things into your life. Did you understand? He's a creator. Praise God. You don't have to put your hands on everything. Everything ain't going to come through your hands. Some things are going to come through the hands of God. Some things are going to happen in your life only God can do. Isn't it wonderful? And God's going to do it according to his word. Well, we should sure hurry up. Well, I do too. But we know he has perfect timing. Even if he's 4 days late to the burial, he's still on time. The man's already dead. He's already in the tomb. And yet, 4 days later, now you're going to show up. You got some gall. Who in the world? Why didn't you come to the funeral? Y'all know what I'm talking about, Lazarus, right? Let's go on. So, he's going to make him a father of many nations. Oh, praise the Lord. And now, in hope he believed. I'm in verse 18. He believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations. And as he had been told, so you understand, he had been told this, and y'all know the story. He even tried to help God. And Sarah tried to help God. They give Abraham the handmaiden, if I can't get pregnant, maybe, come on, try her. See, maybe she can. I don't know how it went down, but they tried to help God, and they made a mess. When God says something to you, just wait on God, will you? You know what I love about God? He doesn't ask you to do anything that he won't help you with. But he will ask you to do things that you cannot perform. And there's a reason why. You do understand that, right? To make you pray. To make you seek me. I've asked you to do something that's much larger than you. And here you are trying, worrying yourself sick, trying to put it together. But I want to bring this to pass in your life. Oh, let me read just a little bit more so I can close. In hope he believed against hope, he shall become the father of many nations, as he had told him, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body. Now, he's in the natural too. He considered his own body, which was as good as dead. Wow. Since he was about 100 years old. What, Lord? You want me to do what? We're going to have another honeymoon. Are you kidding me? I can't only put one foot in front of the other. And yet he didn't even consider his dead body. He didn't even consider, when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb, he didn't even consider Sarah's womb. The old Mary, what she used to be, Lord, don't you know that? He didn't even consider that. He didn't reason with that. He didn't talk about it. He kept looking to the Lord because God had said something to him. God said something. Oh, so no distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God. Now, this is real. This is to me. If you can underline this, if you're on your phone, somewhere you can tag this. I don't know how to tell you to do it, but you ought to remember this. My God, why don't you go ahead right now and Lord, help us store this to our memory. So listen to this. But he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God. How did he grow in his faith? By giving glory to God. How did he grow strong in his faith? By giving glory to God. Oh, do I need to say it one more time? Is everybody with me? By giving glory to God. And fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Oh, isn't it wonderful when you wake up one day and you know that God is God and God will do what God said he would do? I don't care what I'm experiencing right now. But listen. It was, but the words, it was counted to him were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. God had you in mind when he wrote that down. He's going to tell you a story about old man, old woman. And you know what? And he's going to show you what he can do. He didn't need their youth. He didn't need strength. God can do what God wants to do when God wants to do it. Don't fall away. Don't get discouraged. Don't think God don't love you. He does, beloved. He loves you with an everlasting love. As a matter of fact, there's nothing that can separate you from His love for you. Don't grow cold. Oh, so, but for ours also, it will be counted to us who believe in Him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. Oh, bless the Lord. He has done the work. Isn't it wonderful? Praise God. We can be like Abraham. We got an example. If you want to say, I don't know how you want to say it, two old people, we know they're way past their years, and yet God said, you know what I'm going to do? Hey, you're going to have a son. Man, if he told me and showed he was going to have another son, I'd pass out. You got to be kidding. And look what God told Abraham. And Abraham, you know, the Bible even says, when Abraham turned about 80 years old, it says he didn't stagger at the promises of God anymore. He quit staggering. Well, now, when God says some stuff like, I'm going to make you a father and you don't have no children, that's like I'm going to make you a millionaire and you don't have no money. I mean, you're going to make me, you, what? You know, hey, how about this? I can go on and on and on. You got it. God says things. Here, I tell you, this week, the Lord showed me something. I'll close right here. I just want to share one more scripture with you. I want you to understand, okay? I want you to understand that the word that you're reading will never pass away. Heaven and earth, the word will never pass away. Heaven and earth, the word will never pass away. I want to drive it in the ground. I want to break it off so you can't get a hold of it and pull it back out. Heaven and earth, I pass away, but my words will never pass away. And so I tell you, the God that we serve is, words can't describe Him. He's more than amazing, isn't He? And what I want you to understand, you keep waiting for something. Some of us are waiting for the manifestation of something that may very well already be here. So I just want you to consider what I'm about to read to you and just understand this. Why don't we quit trying to imagine how it happened and let's just tell God, you do what you want to do the way you want to do it. If you quit putting all these prerequisites on how God's going to do it, if you got this perception, because I tell you, Satan gets involved in that in your own mind. I'll take Satan off to the target right now and just throw you up on the table and just tell you your own natural reasoning sometime will reason you away from what God has said. Because you have never seen it like that. You've never experienced it that way. You just ain't going to come that way. Who said? Could you imagine telling Sarah, you would tell him, yeah, get your handmaiden, yeah. Yeah, you better go ahead because we know Sarah. She's dead. She's graveyard dead. She's got one foot on a banana peel and then one in the grave. And yet God decide out of who He is. I know you know that. I just want to say it again. Listen to this. I want you to understand something that's already taking place in you. God, help every person that is listening to me right now. Get this deep in their spirit. Man. Amen. I want you to see something and I want you to process something with me and I want you to understand something. This will be revelation. This can be very revelatory to you this morning if you'll open your mind, open your heart. I'm not playing on imagination. We're in the presence of God. We're not imagining this. We're in the presence of God, beloved. Listen to what it says in Romans, and I'm in chapter 8, and I'm down at verse 11. And Paul has been talking about the law, and he's been talking about the flesh. He's been talking about living in the Spirit and walking in the Spirit and not walking in the flesh. And now I'm down to 11. He said, if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also, listen, give life to your mortal bodies. My Listen, through the Spirit who dwells in you. If we can't focus on what's dwelling, who's dwelling in us, we're distracted by so many things. We will grow cold and we will grow distant. And it's interesting because he's already in you. Do you see what has to take place for you to move away? Did you know the healing? Did you know the blessings? Did you know all of heaven is already in you, beloved? Regardless of how you feel today, the Word of God says, he that raised Jesus from the dead, that power is in you. And it's in me, beloved. But isn't it funny how you feel powerless most of your life? Isn't it funny how you feel so like you're so victimized all the time? And then you wonder, where is God? I wish God would move. I know this me. I'm mocking me. I'm not mocking you. Do you understand? I didn't get this at college. I got this from my own experience. I look for God all my life. And I... That same power, what am I thinking? What am I doing? That same power, oh, it even brings life to my mortal body. My God, what power. The power that lives. So listen, bring that. Listen, let that power so permeate your whole being that you can use it for every circumstance. I don't care if we're just talking about your mortal body. We can be talking about any aspect of your life, your situation, your circumstances. The power is in me. Oh, praise God. Oh, bless the Lord. Let me read it to you one more time. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, now, that Spirit dwells in you. If you. Are you saved? Are you a Christian? A couple of you are. That right there, praise God, is in you. He lives in you. He done it. I know you may say, I don't know how to access it. I don't know how to touch it. Listen, you keep trying to find him. Will you just settle down and let him find you? You can't find him. Listen, there's so much sometimes spiritual garbage. I hate to say it that way. How do you put spiritual and garbage together? That don't make good sense. But there's so much mind garbage that you can't even find anything spiritual. Oh, but you know Jesus can come to you. He don't have no problem. You may not be able to get your prayers through the roof, but I tell you, he can come through the roof. Ain't that wonderful? He can come to me. You just got to know that he will. You got to know he's already with us. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, won't you stand to your feet, beloved? Praise God. Oh, we thank you for your word. Praise the Almighty God. We thank you that life is already living, and it gives life. God's giving life to your mortal body right now. God is giving life to your mortal body. How much more do you think God is not touching and moving in your spirit? He's given life to that mortal body of yours. You know, if God was to take his spirit away from us, I guess all of us might fall out in the floor, haven't we? Be dead as a doornail. I don't know. God's given life. Praise the Lord. Well, listen to me. I'm going to have the worship team sing one more song. I have Dave and some of the, you know, some of the healing team, prayer warriors here up front. And if you like prayer, here's what do we want to pray over, John? Pastor John, I'm glad you asked me. Listen, if you've been floundering and if you feel like you're growing a little cold, if you feel like you don't know anymore where God really is at, look, just come up here, recommit yourself to God. I know, forgive me for my feelings. Forgive me for my doubts. Forgive me for my fears. Forgive me for my unbelief. If you're not a Christian this morning, please, we got five. You come up here, they'll pray with you, and we can introduce you. We'll introduce you to our best friend. Oh, praise the Lord. So reconsider, beloved. I know the Lord gave me the message. I know the message is for you. So I tell you what you do with it. It's up to you. Okay? Let's just sing. If you need prayer,